I met Deborah Cooper many years ago when I worked at McCroskey Art Center in Grand Rapids, and Deb and her husband Joel Cooper, a printmaker, did a combination exhibit, Prints and Poetry, which they do from time to time. It was a beautiful show. It even sold well. Deborah Cooper was just named the fourth Duluth Poet Laureate, and I'm privileged to be able to read her work for her. A poem called Tikkun, which is Hebrew for mending the world, raising divine sparks. Tikkun. The man with the overloaded grocery cart insists I go ahead of him. Did he see me looking at my watch? Even though I'm running late, I take the time to help the stooped woman wrestle a bag of dog food to her trunk. Arriving home, she calls her daughter on the phone as if they'd spoken only yesterday, never mentioning the rift. The daughter's husband walks through the door into an embrace. Later, unasked, he cuts the grass of the widow down the street. From the window, she waves, feels brave enough now to sort through Frank's things, pick out a keepsake for each grandchild. Three states to the east, the gay grandson, long estranged, opens the package, unrolls the bubble wrap, carefully hangs the mirror on the wall. Stones they had collected from that rocky shore when he was small, set in the frame by his grandfather's steady hand. That night, he writes a letter.